Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And every show we batted around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is with us now, stepping in from our virtual green room. Justin, I just have to tell you this, as our satellite facility is in Texas, we are pretty much floating around here. You're probably high and dry in the capital city, right?
That's a very good way to put it right now. It's pretty terrible over here, but I'm from California, so I of course have some pretty hard difficulties getting adjusted to what we have now.
So the big talk has to still be Donald Trump. Do you think the Republicans were expecting this? He'd been threatening that he was going to run, and he had an exploratory committee. But do you think that they thought this was going to happen?
I don't think they did. And I think if they had, they probably would have negotiated behind the scenes to try to keep him out of this. I think there's a sense in the Republican Party that this is probably bad news. He's somebody who is more than willing, it looks like, to go after the establishment, someone who's willing to go after the jugular vein with Jeb Bush, as he did yesterday, and do so with a very high profile and on a debate stage where he is probably going to be getting most of the sort of fireworks just due to the fact that he has huge name recognition, a lot of attention, and, of course, a bombastic personality, to say the least. So I think this really sort of shakes up the game, shakes up the party. And, of course, for us radio people, this is sort of like Christmas morning.
See, that's exactly what I said. I said that this is great for, there's no question, it's great for radio, it's great for talk radio, and it'll liven up the debates even more by having him on. You just said the same thing that I've been talking about. But for the other part of this is, if you're the Democrats secretly behind the scenes, and maybe not secretly, you also have to be liking this, because this is a gift to the Democrats. Won't this take away some of the momentum from any momentum that they could get from the Republicans?
I think this certainly would. And actually, the DNC released a very sort of starchy statement yesterday about this, saying that for the first time, or for again in 2 days, two presidential candidates have come out, and we are looking forward to Donald Trump to bring some much-needed seriousness to this debate. So a pretty veiled slap on the wrist over there from the DNC. But I think that they certainly will be playing off of this. They know that he is sort of a gas machine. He's somebody who says a lot of controversial things, somebody who really can't keep his mouth shut, and it's probably only a matter of time before he goes off the deep end and says something that will rub a lot of people within the political sphere the wrong way. We know, of course, he has a lot of baggage from 2012, when he was sort of the birther figure and went heavily after Obama on that. He released a number of course, conspiratorial tweets and television appearances, and I think that that's probably going to be dragged up again to try to make the Republican Party look not just conspiratorial, but probably also a little bit racist.
Yeah, wow. The Supreme Court gets ready to take off, so we're waiting for a couple of really, really big decisions, aren't we?
Yep, time is running out, and we are going to be getting these huge decisions on health care reform and same-sex marriage. The health care reform one is centered on subsidies and whether, under the way that the law was written, if Americans who received coverage through the federal exchanges can receive subsidies. There was sort of a, I don't want to say typo, but a way that the law was written that lawmakers now say was not the way they intended, but nevertheless went down in the books that the Supreme Court is looking at. And if that happens, that, of course, sinks Obamacare. That could have some pretty dramatic effects for that. The Republicans are saying in the Senate that they're, sort of chomping at the bit to try to, move forward with their Obamacare plan and try to restructure it as it stands, saying that this is not going to be a one-sentence solution, but a major push. We still don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but that's what they're promising if this ends up, moving in their direction. And, of course, same-sex marriage, which we're still waiting to hear the definitive word on, would essentially prohibit states constitutionally from, banning the practice, which a number of states have, obviously done in recent years.
Wow. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much, as always, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Sad story tonight. Really sad, sad, awful story. Here we go again. How do you shoot people in a church? But it happened in Charleston, South Carolina. It's all unfolding as they're still investigating some of what happened here. But several people killed in a beautiful old church, a historically African-American church in Charleston. The shooter, they're still looking for that shooter, happened Wednesday night. The police haven't said how many people have been shot, but we do know that several bodies were in the church that have not been identified. I think they're being kind of cautious with this whole thing. Somebody just went into the church and opened fire. So the specifics of that and searching for the suspect, that's going on. They'd say the suspect was in his 20s, a white guy that burst in and just opened fire. It had a sweatshirt on, blue jeans, boots, whatever. So the description is floating around all over the place. And how awful is that? And it looked like they were taking someone into custody, but they're still talking about anyone with information. And this is, I knew this church right away. It's the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, because I've seen it featured a few times, because it's from the early 1800s. And, I think the reason I know about the church is because they had a tug of war over some of the burial grounds there. So I think it made some big news. But they have a Bible study every Wednesday, and this is when it happened, during the Bible study. So there was a captive audience in this church, but terrible thing. So still at large, as far as we know, in Charleston, church shooting, somebody opens fire. They're trying to sort it out right now. Just cannot understand it. Don't know how. I say this all the time. You know that. If you've listened to the show at all, or maybe if you haven't, I mean, how do you smash those sacred cows? How do you go into a school? How do you go into a church? And how does this happen? I mean, just terrible, terrible news for the people, perhaps of those that were hit, and certainly for that church, and certainly for that, you know, city too, as well, in dealing with this, and like I said, trying to sort it out. Somebody go berserk like that and go into that church. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the significance of the Magna Carta. One of my favorite guests, Abby Davis, joins us, and he was just part of a big sort of celebration conference in Los Angeles, because it's 800 years, an 800-year celebration of the Magna Carta. And I'll tell you what, it's really interesting to think of the rights that were in that document. Rights that are part of our freedoms here in the United States. So, you know, right to a trial, that kind of stuff, and much more than that. At least 15 things that I can think of off the top of my head. So the significance of the Magna Carta, as I'm a huge fan of history, and especially one I think that people know the Magna Carta, but don't realize perhaps the incredible significance of it. And at the tail end of the hour, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Congratulations to all of you for sending me so many dumb things you shouldn't have done, because you come up with the material. I always say this, but if you've done something dumb and you want to share, all of us have, do it. Send it to us at americatonight.net. I mean, how many times have you left something on your car when you were putting things in the car, drove off, and it flew off the car? How many times have you, in the old days especially, left your keys in the car? Oh, that was the worst, wasn't it? Locksmiths. I think a few of us kept them in business. Stay with us. Coming up next, odds and ends, including two commercial planes almost colliding. What? At a huge airport. More details on that.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi everyone, my name's Kate Delaney and I am not running for president on the Republican side of the aisle or the Democratic side. But the Republicans now have 12, made it official yesterday with Donald Trump. Still lots of reaction to Trump making his big announcement on, I guess now it's Tuesday. And, you know, it's kind of crazy that the polls are showing he's definitely got some juice. He definitely will be part of the process in the debates. We knew that. He'll be in the mix. Could be a thorn in the side of not just the Democrats or the Republicans, and not so much the Democrats, could actually help the Democrats, as we were discussing at the top of the show. You know, it's brutal when you're on a plane. You have no idea how close you came to maybe death or being in the middle of a terrible collision. Two commercial planes almost collided at Midway Airport on Tuesday night. There was a Southwest flight that was cleared for takeoff. So get this, it started down the runway, Simultaneously, Delta began on an intersecting runway without clearance, is what the FAA is saying. So it caused a pretty stressful, harrowing situation because you got two planes rolling for takeoff on intersecting highways. Runways, that's what it's like. The runway's like a highway when that happens. The on-duty air traffic control and notice of two planes heading toward the intersection immediately warned the Delta flight. You can hear the controller screaming, stop, 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 in the audio recording of it. It happened at 7:40 in the evening on Tuesday. Both flights stopped 2,000 feet from the runway intersection. Later, the Southwest flight went on to Tulsa. They didn't have any problems, so thank goodness for that. And, of course, the FAA is diving deeper into this. How come they went without clearance? But, I mean, that's how close sometimes you come to planes smacking into each other. And it's happened before. I can remember one that happened in Los Angeles in the early 90s that was bad, that started a fire on one of the planes. People were killed. It was chaotic. And it was planes not realizing, not being cleared. One wasn't cleared. And actually hitting each other. And you think, you know, you're in the air or you're landing or you're taking off, and that's the supposedly the easy part. Woof, we're here. Woof, we're, you know, taking off. But not always so. You don't realize sometimes, I think, what's actually happened. And I don't know that nobody would have realized that because that was happening in the cockpit. Of course, now the people on those flights are reading all about it, and that's pretty scary because they had, you know, slapped into each other, depending on how fast they were going, that would be disastrous. He hasn't been going fast for over 6 months, but Brian Williams, they think is going to stay at NBC. They're working on the details now. He's not going to be at the anchor desk. Lester Holt, who took over for him after Brian Williams had exaggerated several things that he had done, including his helicopter being shot by an RPG when, in fact, he was in a different helicopter and said he misrecalled it and all of that. So now it looks like they have an agreement that'll keep him at the network after the suspension. It ends in August. They say he's not going to go to the desk. That's it. But what will happen is probably he'll have some kind of a position on MSNBC, the cable, you know, the cable station, which is struggling. They say he might do the big breaking news stories and other kinds of responsibilities. They don't know all the details yet. But, you know, I'm sure at some point he's going to have to talk about the exaggerations and all of that. But, you know, I guess they're talking about a sit-down interview for him to show remorse and just turn the page on the controversy or some such thing. But on Thursday during the day, they're going to make that official announcement, and I guess more specifics will be there. You know, this really happened in February when soldiers were the ones that said that he had wrongly recounted an Iraq mission in 2003, because it goes back to what I just mentioned, that he was in this copter that was shot down by a rocket-propelled grenade, which, of course, he was on a different one. And then there was the fact that there were other stories, too, that they were questioning. So his whole credibility started to be questioned. And in just a handful of days, what was NBC going to do? They did the right thing. They had to suspend him and then figure out how to deal with it. But it's interesting, too, because, I mean, you never know where something's going to happen. And Lester Holt takes over the nightly news. And he, of course, everybody was supportive. The guy's like the pinch hitter on the network. And he's done a fine job of being in that spot. So they decided to keep him there, which that makes sense. Because there's just no way they would put him back in the anchor chair. That wouldn't make any sense. So that fits in odds and ends. It was an odd story when it happened. Now there seems like there's an end here, and he will, in fact, be back with the Peacock Network. So, you know, how about that? This is a sad story that I don't even know we talked about here on America Tonight. You ever at a party where you're out on a crowded balcony? You could have been an adult or at a college, but especially in college when kids rent apartments, you know, you're squeezing people in as much as possible to try to get the maximum leverage. Well, an apartment balcony birthday party, that there were a bunch of Irish students that were at Berkeley, and it killed 6 of the 13 people who fell from the fourth floor. It was, you know, they fell on the fourth floor. Awful. So they had some of the students, I guess, had dual citizenship, and they're dealing with all of that and notifying parents and whatnot about how this whole thing happened. It's a 21st birthday party, and they're looking into it, but there were a lot of people on a balcony, and it collapsed. We do know that part of it. I mean, was it not reinforced? Was there something else, you know, that made that happen? But Boy, oh boy, devastating for, you know, these were mostly 20-somethings, 22, 21 years old, and they were just happened to be on that balcony at the wrong time when that happened, and they were all from Ireland, and some of them had dual citizenship, some of them were studying at Berkeley, and they were all in their early, early 20s. And really diverse in what they were studying, medicine, journalism, all that kind of stuff. Most of them juniors and seniors. Like I said, awful stuff. See what they come up with. I'm going to bet there's just too many people there, and it was old. And so then ultimately, that's what caused that collapse. I mean, you know, six. All happened to be these Irish students. There were other people at this party too, as well. But they were the ones that happened to be there. Okay, and finally, this one, it does fit into O&E. It's depressing. An American soldier has died during a training exercise in South Korea. Sergeant Michael William Corey, an intelligence analyst for a battalion stationed in Japan, was found dead by some Korean citizens by the edge of Camp Jackson on Monday. So, again, this is something that, you know, he was part of a training exercise, and, you know, sadly, it went very, very wrong for him. Remember, there used to be a time when something happened to a soldier, and especially we were in the height of the so-called war in the beginning after 9/11. There would always be the release of the soldiers, who they were, where they came from, that kind of thing on all the networks. They would have a crawl where they would just feature all the soldiers, or they would feature a soldier or two soldiers and then have the others on the that would come down and rotate so you could see who it was. And, you know, we don't do that anymore. We don't highlight, I think, that enough. Because there are still people, whether it's in a training exercise or something else, that have made really massive, massive sacrifices. I mentioned this already. Coming up, we're going to chat about the Magna Carta with Avi Davis, and why we should care. What's the significance of the Magna Carta when the Normans were basically booted in 1066, and this document was put together and rolled out pretty quickly, but the ramifications of the Magna Carta are huge, even here, of course, here in the good old USA. Don't want to miss it. Kick back. Enjoy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Tonight. Very excited about our next guest. He's been on with us several times throughout the year. He's just terrific. Avi Davis, he's the president of the American Freedom Alliance and the editor of the Intermediate Zone. His work, of course, is all over the place. I think the first time I saw something where Avi was even quoted was maybe when I was in L.A. with Los Angeles Times. But you get it. He knows what he's doing. He's rocking it. So the Magna Carta, just going through the 800th anniversary of this document. I had somebody say to me the other day, I don't really understand the Magna Carta. I can remember, for me, I can remember in history class how it was so emphasized, but I grew outside of Philadelphia and I started thinking, I don't know, maybe everybody's not celebrating or recognizing the Magna Carta for the significant document that it is. Avi knows all about this. They just had a big celebration, if you will, of it. You know, looking at the documents, etc., in Los Angeles, as a matter of fact. Avi, thanks so much, as always, for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate. It's good to be back with you.
So there's that question. What is the significance of the Magna Carta?
Well, as you rightly stated, we are at an 800-year anniversary mark for the signing of this document. It was signed by King John, who was the direct successor to Richard the Lionheart, his brother, in England in the 13th century. And at the beginning of the 13th century, the barons in England, who are the Norman barons, who had come with the Norman conquest in 1066, had enough of the tyranny of the king, who had basically exercised his feudal rights to take away property, to tax without any kind of consultation with his subjects, to force some of his subjects to marry against their will.
And they had said that this is enough, and they forced the king to sign what essentially was a contract between themselves and the monarch, describing a series of rights. Now, if we look back at Magna Carta, look at the translation, you see a lot of things in it that seem to be rather trivial, like the setting of fish traps in the Thames and Warner's rights in the King's Forests. But if you look beyond that, Kate, you see the first rudiments of things that we take for granted today, such things as due process, equality before the law, habeas corpus, the right to a trial by a jury. These are things that are embedded in our civilizational outlook and were first codified in the Magna Carta. That's where they have their origins, their written origins. Of course, many of these things go back centuries even before King John. However, this was the first time where the king's power, the king was put on notice, I should say, that he was subject to the law, that he couldn't make the law himself, that the law reigned above him. And this is a fundamental principle of our own republic here in the United States. The Constitution stands above the president. The president doesn't stand above the Constitution. And this fundamental idea began with the Magna Carta. It then became an element in English law. These were rights that Englishmen carried with them around the globe and basically pollinated the Anglosphere, the English-speaking countries around the world, with this idea. And it gave rise to the United States of America. And so we have tremendous amounts to celebrate. And we just held a big conference here, international conference, with a number of world leaders to explore the Magna Carta and its ramifications and to call upon the world to recognize its significance.
Yeah, having that conference and coming away with the ramifications of the document, I bet you, for you, I bet with all those different people, those minds getting together, what was the biggest takeaway you had from the conference?
Actually, we had a declaration that we drafted to which all of the speakers, and it's a very interesting group because they're not all the same political persuasion. Some were conservatives, some were libertarians, some were liberals. But we came away with a declaration which all agreed to, and that was that without the subscription to the values enshrined in the Magna Carta, freedom itself will not survive. That is the basic takeaway, that we have to go back to basic principles in understanding the foundations of our own culture and our own civilization. In order, and we have to reissue the Magna Carta in our own minds and in our own times, in not the actual Magna Carta, but, you know, the idea that, you know, liberty is not something that is natural to the human condition, and that we stand in a unique place in history, in human history, having the freedoms and liberties that we do. And we have to appreciate that. And we have to appreciate the 800 years struggle for human liberty that our ancestors went through in order to give us the rights we have today. I think this is the most important aspect of the conference and something that we wanted to emphasize.
Yeah, the 800 years, think about that, 800, that's absolutely amazing. And again, it shows that the people putting together the Magna Carta, probably, yeah, I wonder, and I don't know the answer to this, you might know this, how long do you think it took to pull that incredible document together?
Well, the document was probably pulled together pretty quickly because the grievances had been percolating for years. I mean, I think we believe it was written by Archbishop Stephen Langton, who was an appointee of the Pope. And the Pope and King John had been at loggerheads for quite some time. And there's a whole historical circumstance to the actual emergence of the Magna Carta. But the Magna Carta itself, I mean, the ideas of it, really had come up through the centuries. Many people don't realize is that the rights that we have today actually antedate King John by about 800 years.
Wow.
The Anglo-Saxon tribes, not in England, but in Germany, where they originated, the Anglo-Saxons and the Jutes and those who would one day populate England, had systems of government which looked very similar to parliamentary systems. The king was only the first amongst equals, and that is a fundamental principle of all republics today, that we elect somebody who is our leader, but not who stands above us and does not stand above the law. And this is an Anglo-Saxon concept, and it was anti-Norman, actually. The Normans had invaded England in 1066 and dominated the country, but they hadn't destroyed the Anglo-Saxon culture, which predominated and eventually came to dominate the world.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, talking about the Normans, talking about what happened from after 1066 forward, and then, of course, the founding of the United States. They were smart enough, right, the founding fathers in the U.S., to adopt, really, the tenets of the Magna Carta, for sure.
They were. In fact, the colonists in the 1770s, in rebelling against the British Crown, were doing so not as Americans, per se, but as British subjects. They saw themselves as British freemen who had the same rights as their fellows who lived on the island kingdom of England, in the United Kingdom. So it's a very important point to remember that, you know, the rights of Englishmen were regarded as sacred, and that these rights were carried by the pilgrims to the New World in the beginning of the 17th century. They were carried by the convicts to Australia, where I was born, and they were also carried by merchant seamen, where they plied their trade through the Pacific, Indian, and Atlantic oceans. This was an idea that Englishmen felt that they could share with the rest of the world, and it came to dominate the world. We would not have universal human rights without the Magna Carta and without the English commitment to those principles and ideals.
Yeah, so I guess in wrapping this up, having more conferences or making people more aware, I guess, of the significance I mentioned, and this is true. I was a big fan of history even as a kid, and I think I credit that to my family, probably Avi, and growing up in Philadelphia and how much it was talked about and discovering what happened in the past and whatnot. So I was very familiar with it, but if I throw that on the air, which I will do tonight, I guarantee that I probably couldn't get people to name maybe three or four of the rights that come from the Magna Carta, and that's too bad. So is that part of the purpose of your conference that you just held, was to let's raise the awareness of this thing?
Absolutely, Kate. It's a fundamental purpose of the conference. We have a great deal of material coming out about the conference right now, including footage of the panels, which were scintillating. Absolutely astonishing. Mm. I learned personally so much. We have also on our website for the conference, we have a whole recommended reading list for people to go to. You can access that at the AmericanFreedomAlliance.org and then go into the conference subsite, the Magna Carta conference subsite, and there you'll see recommended readings of fantastic books that really elucidate this connection that we have to the Magna Carta, and including books by Alan McFarlane and James Bennett and Daniel Hannan, who wrote a fantastic book called Inventing Freedom. I recommend to all of your listeners. Anyway, it's been a wonderful experience for me because I've learned so much in this process.
All right, I love it. Avi Davis, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. It was great to be with you.
Bye.
now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Done. Boy, oh boy, we have some real gems this time around. I invite all of you to share with us, as I said a little bit earlier in the show, just send them to me, americatonight.net. On that note, as we skid in to the final segment for this hour of ATN, let's go to Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see, the third one I can't, sorry. Oops.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, that's Rick Perry. He's running for president again. Yeah, he probably knows the answer to that question. So, dumb things I shouldn't have done. This one comes to us from Jonas, who says, Kate, new to the program, I've been listening for the last couple of weeks, dig it. But here's the thing, I caught the dumb things and I laughed out loud at what people were sharing. I can totally relate. Dumbest thing I ever did is related to taking a vacation in Puerto Rico. I booked the vacation. I was set to go. I was there getting ready to go with my friends. And lo and behold, I didn't realize that my passport had expired. Here's the dumb part of it. I didn't even look. I just assumed that my passport was fine. Put it in my backpack, went to the airport with my gang. Everybody goes through. We check everything. I don't have a license with me. I only brought the passport because I left all that behind. I had traveler's checks and a passport that expired. Needless to say, there was a lot of rigmarole into getting me on the next plane. So I missed the plane and missed a day of that vacation. I cannot believe I didn't check. Yeah, that is dumb. You have to check licenses and you have to check birth certificates and anything that you're using as the form of ID to get on the plane, because they're really hard about it now. They are in your face. They're like a guard from the Netflix series, Orange is the New Black. I mean, they will stop you. It's sometimes you get lucky, but there's no way they're going to let you go through if you don't have the proper identification. That's just the way it is. Oh, that'd be such a bummer. Oh, I'd be just tearing my hair out if I didn't look at the date. I did one time have to, don't feel so bad, I did one time have to get a hurry-up passport, and it cost like $100 extra. It was crazy. But that wasn't necessarily my fault, although I didn't have an updated one. It was a surprise trip thing that happened, so I didn't have enough time to get it through the normal channels. It would have been too risky. This from Richard. Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Perhaps some people can relate to this, and this is really foolish. I wasn't paying attention to my gas gauge, and unlike some people in America, I'm not interested in an electric vehicle. So I was driving from work after staying late, so it was pretty late at night. The streets were desolate in Des Moines. And I ran out of gas. So I kind of was stuck. I mean, of course I had a cell phone, but my cell phone wasn't charged. And of course there was no way to charge my cell phone. I pretty much blew it all the way around, just thinking I was going to dash out of the building, jump in the car, and go home. It turned into a crazy couple of hours. Somebody finally did help me, and it was cool. Took me to a gas station, got some gas, went back, put it in, even helped me with that. So it all worked out fine in the end, but I was pretty much done by the time that I arrived home. Yeah, there's another thing. See, this is the being oblivious deal. Running out of gas. Now, some of you might do this, and I certainly have done this, where you're on E, but you figure you're okay. That there's enough gas to get where you're going, and then you can worry about it. Oh, I'm exhausted. I only have, 3 miles to go, whatever it is. Because usually when it's on E, it still means there's more, or whatever game you tell yourself. But running out of gas, no fun. Especially you're whipped, you're trying to get home. And usually that's the name of the game, right? So I can't chastise you because I haven't, I've been there where I've played the chicken thing. But luckily I haven't been in that situation where it completely ran out. Oh, that would be awful. Waiting and waiting, and then the cell phone thing. I mean, that's the other thing. If we're going to have these stupid cell phones and we're using them for everything else, we're draining the batteries, you got to have a charged cell phone when you jump in a car. So if you're in an office, it's got to be plugged in, charging, because that could have been taken care of much easier, making a quick call to someone, whatever, to bring you out the gas, and then you save time and problem solved. Okay, here's one from Sophia. And Sophia says, Kate, I'm in Sarasota, and I listen to America Tonight. Usually I listen to it on your rebroadcast. And I have to tell you, you were talking about the Sharks the other day. Probably the dumbest thing I ever did is I decided that it would be fun to do the cage shark diving thing. And I thought, pretty safe, right? No biggie, you're in a cage. I mean, for goodness sake. I was on my honeymoon in South Africa, and you can do these kinds of things. Of course, as you probably know, in South Africa, they have some brutal killer whites. But you're in a cage. It's a recreation activity. Everybody does it. So we go down, and it turns out a shark did seem to like the cage and was trying to get underneath the top of it, if you know what I mean, banging against it. It was frightening. I was never so glad to be back on a boat in my life. If you go to South Africa or someplace else where they let you swim with the sharks, think twice, my friends, before you decide to do it, and don't assume that it's safe. That was my dumb thing, assuming. You know, it's funny you say that because there was one of the shark weeks, maybe it was a couple years ago, where they had somebody in one of the cages and the shark had pulled off like the side, somehow had come off and was getting really, really close and crunching the cage, and it was scary. I thought that the person inside was going to be toast. Luckily, no, but I cannot imagine what it would be like to be on the other side of that. So, yeah, I guess assuming that you were going to be okay, and then lo and behold, the shark hits the cage, of course, you know, like this shark did in this slice of video for Shark Week. All right, let's whip in another one. This one from Bob, and Bob says, hi, Kate, dumbest thing I ever did was undercook a turkey. My wife left me in charge. It was Thanksgiving. Everybody and anyone was there. They all went out to watch my son play football. I had seen him throughout the entire year, so I gave it up to just simply make sure the oven's going, make sure everything's getting ready to go. I didn't have to cook it other than, you know, turn the oven on and have it in there, but I forgot to turn the oven on. I definitely had the bird in there, but it wasn't doing anything but sitting there. So Thanksgiving was kind of ruined because of me. We ended up eating something in between, and we had Thanksgiving dinner at midnight. My wife was seething. She told me, she gave me just one thing to do, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. Oh, that's brutal. There's a lot of turkey stories, though. I bet you everybody listening, I bet you all have a turkey story. With something that happened, a turkey got burned, somebody got burned when they tried to boil the turkey in oil, or some other mishap, or it's overcooked, undercooked, oven not turned on. I bet there's lots of people who say, don't feel bad about that. I bet there's lots of people that thought they had a certain temperature and they didn't check it, or something else happened. A lot of mishaps. That's why a lot of times people will have a backup plan. The backup plan is go out and eat Chinese food. Order a pizza. Do something different, but don't beat yourself up if you blow it with the turkey. Hey, did anything dumb? I bet you have. Send it to me. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. AmericaTonight.net.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.